Right. Greetings to you all in the name of the Most High. Greet you one and all amidst all that takes place upon this sensory construct we call life here in this illusionary world, the world of Maya. This has been discussed throughout time, and yet for some reason we continue to believe that this place is real, even though we have so much more evidence of this entire experience not being real. Your experience here not being authentic, not being organic, not being spontaneous, not coming about through natural means. We've got things that hint to that, but when you look at it, when you look at the patterns, when you look at the way that things continue to repeat with precision, cyclical precision, you start to understand that there's just programs running in the background continuously. You know, one of the things that got me thinking about all this was when literally the words changed in my Bible. I've talked about this before in some other audios. King James Bible that was gifted to me by a wonderful lady out in Connecticut. I had read it pretty consistently for 10 years, knew what things looked like on the page, and then one day, not a lot, but different things were different. I've used those examples before. Wineskins changed to bottles. Certain intricacies of certain languages were shifted. The lion laying down with the lamb was now the wolf laying down with the lamb in the book of Isaiah. So, and there was a bunch. People started looking into it. They started tracking things. But I started to wonder, how did the words on my page change? Now, I've talked about this before. If you're in code, if you're writing code for computers, well, you can change a line of code, update the system, and all of a sudden, everything, all the machines running that code, change. So, you know, you get that on your phone all the time. Somebody updates it, oops, terms of service change, this change, that change. And everything experiencing that changes with it. So the background changes, the shift takes place, the change that you experience. Now, just that, there's been plenty of other things as well, but that was one in particular, because for me, those scriptures were sacred to me. You know, that was something that, because I had that thinking, indoctrination into a way of thinking about the scriptures, about the word, about the infallibility of the word. You know, all these cliches that we toss in there. You're not allowed to think. You're not allowed to question. In fact, you're supposed to rationalize away your questions, put on a happy face, and smile, right? You do that long enough, you're going to get split. If you rationalize away that little voice that says, I'm not sure about this. What is this? I got a question. If you rationalize that away enough, pretty soon it's going to stop talking to you. And what you're going to end up with is just basically conformity. Where you can be told, here's what to believe, and then you believe it without asking question. To your own detriment, to your own hurt. Okay, let's bring this forward into current examples, current day. I had a wonderful person send me a message the other day, starting to wake up on some things. They've had the experimental injections, but they're starting to see some things too, and they're kind of hoping for the best. But okay, for a year and change, people have talked about this being a man-made bioweapon, not a man-made virus, a man-made bioweapon. We've got to start talking language and meaning. Something that was made and created to have the effects that it does. Meaning, for it to be able to spread the way that it does, cause the economic impact the way that it does, stay hidden the way that it does, be able to, even if it's being dissipated, somebody else go and reintroduce it into a place through means of distribution to get it going again, all that stuff tied into a bioweapon. Likely because it's a bioweapon also having an antidote. Likely because it's a bioweapon having ways to approach it. People don't have to spend all the time trying to figure it out. The people that were developing it know how to approach it, because they were working with that inside lab settings. Now, how does the thinking change when one piece of information that was considered quote-unquote conspiracy theory, which is really a way and means of trying to shame people that have questions, legitimate questions, conspiracy theory, the use of language, see that, okay, that term was invented by the CIA around the Kennedy assassination to shut down people that looked into that, that didn't believe the official narrative. It's a way of shaming people. Now that's become factual, but look at all the damage done by that language and by that approach to people that were logical and the actual thinking people in the world. The people that actually had a brain, that actually were asking questions before they got stuck with experimental injections. Okay? Look at the implications of that. A bioweapon. Now, who shut down that conversation? Big Tech shut down that conversation. The WHO shut down that conversation. Big names shut down that conversation. Celebrities shut down that conversation. And in the end, what do they replace it with? Distance yourself from other people. Wear a mask. Wear a face shield. 6 feet apart. Don't hug anybody. Live your life inside a plastic bubble. All these, you went from one set of never done medical interventions in the history of known history of humanity to another, to another, to another. People making it up as they go, to the level of insanity. I mean, even when you were 8 years old playing a game of make-believe and makeup, this kind of stuff was even beyond that. You remember when you were a kid? Oh, okay, here's imaginary lava. Oh, now you've got some on you. Now you're down. Now you got to stay 6 feet apart or the lava's going to get you. It's like that level. Only this has not been fun. Okay, look at the implications of this. Who shut down the voices of well-meaning actual doctors? People that took their oaths seriously to do no harm. Those doctors who were shut down, shamed, lost, were threatened to remove their licenses, cut off their social media feeds, their social media accounts, their videos, the things, the information that they put out that was good, that could have helped people, that could have saved lives. Whoever shut them down needs to be put on trial for manslaughter. Do you understand the implications of what has been done to humanity? This is not about people getting fired. This shit has to be cleaned up. Okay, let's talk about implications. The WHO, right? Okay, the WHO, they shut down tons of stuff. Tons of conversations, refused to do proper investigation, put out a false narrative, got everybody following. What kind of doctors? What kind of science is this? And even when their own people came out subsequently and said things like, well, asymptomatic spread doesn't happen for the bioweapon. Asymptomatic spread doesn't happen, right? But people kept going with that narrative. They still think that's there. Listen, you're talking about a man-made bioweapon, which, if you do all your social distancing and all of your shutdowns and all of your lockdowns, which destroy your economy, destroy people, destroy people's lives, destroy families, destroy kids' schooling, destroy, just does massive damage to people. You do all of that, civil rights out the window, false imprisonment of people under the implication of medical terrorism and tyranny. No trial, just throw people in quote-unquote quarantine, which is 2 weeks of false imprisonment. And you don't get out until you have a clean test, which could never come. Because the test that's used is something where they shove something up into the back of your brain. But yet at the same time they say it can be coming out of your spit 25 feet into the distance. Which is it? Which is it? Does this thing spread 25 feet from you, 6 feet minimum? Does it have a tape measure? I.e., is it in your mouth? Or you've got to dig all the way into the back of somebody's brain to try to figure out if it's there? Which is it? Mind-controlled, split, idiot people that are creating these policies that are destroying people. Which is it? Don't hide behind your office. Don't shut off the conversation. You answer me. You don't have an answer. You have a bunch of bots and a bunch of mind-controlled shills. All of you are responsible for the death and the destruction of so many lives around the world. You're responsible for the people that took an experimental emergency use authorization injection without any understandings overtly. You might know covertly, but overtly, of the long-term damage and implications to the health of people all over the world. That's the stuff that people need to start thinking about and planning for and looking into. Man-made bioweapon, planned Hegelian dialectic, planned problem, reaction, controlled solution, rolled out, pushed aside everything that could help the people, which is therapeutics that work to stop the cytokine storm, to therapeutics that work to be able to keep people out of hospitalization, therapeutics that work that can actually neutralize this stuff in the bud, just nip it in the bud, where if you start becoming symptomatic, there are things that you can take that have been tested and done with thousands of patients by many, many, many doctors all over the world. That's all there, and they block it. ...99.97% recovery, that 0.03% that could die, that could be saved by the use of, timely use of outpatient therapeutics, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. After that second day, you know somebody's in trouble, okay, treat them as an outpatient treatment. Before that 8th day, that first week, you can help people. People recover, they turn the corner because that's what they need. Zinc. You know, keeping people's immunities healthy in general is a good practice. But these things were kept away from the people. What were they told? And you know what? And then when people start to say, oh, well, we, you know, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, oh, they say we don't have enough data. Listen, these things have been out. Nobel Prize for Science 2015 for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, on the market for 7 decades. People using it all over the world. And ongoing use for lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, but now you don't have enough data. Now this has become, which was considered standard medicine, part of people's just normal meds packs in a lot of developing countries. But now these are things that are demonized and called dangerous, but the experimental jab, the experimental gene therapy, that's the option? They put so many hurdles to something being registered on the VAERS system with the CDC for people to actually log vaccine damage around this. You still have thousands and thousands of deaths being logged around this experimental injection, and that's just a small, tiny fraction of the people that have died from this, let alone been damaged and injured from this, let alone not knowing the long-term implications of this. Listen, there's a lot of people, if this was a functional, real world, if this wasn't a simulation, if this was actual reality, there would be a lot of people going away to jail, away from society, as a danger to society for a very, very long time. There would be a lot of people that claim to be doctors that would lose their licenses legitimately because they have broken their oath to do no harm. They've done tremendous harm to so many people for a payday. And because a hospital administrator put the pressure on them to take the money and to call it COVID when it wasn't. Because every one of those things, to run the numbers up, to scare people, all of that served for a cash grab. Those aren't doctors. If you are part of that, you're not a doctor. Shame on you. If you were part of that, if you didn't fight for your patients, if you didn't do your research, if you didn't stand up against the tyranny, you better question yourself. A doctor is somebody that does no harm. A doctor is a health professional that looks out for the health and the well-being of their patients. They don't try to extract every last cent they can out of somebody in their suffering. They heal the people that come to them for health and healing. That's what a doctor does. You wear a white coat, you wear a stethoscope, that doesn't make you a doctor. Listen, these things need to be addressed. And you, listening to this, for being on the side of truth, you don't ever have to put your head down, you don't ever have to back off, you don't ever have to... Maybe sometimes we need to have a little bit of grace because a lot of people are going to be suffering by going with the lie. So we're going to need to be magnanimous, because you know what? In these cases, I wish I wasn't right, because the implications for me being right are quite severe. But, you know, truth is truth. But listen, you've got to be bold. All right? You've got to be on the side of truth. You don't back down. We don't back down. We never back down. There's no need to. Truth remains true. If you're on the side of truth, you don't back down. You walk in it. Let things fall where they may. Whoever your friends are after you speak the truth, hey, those are the real ones anyways. You don't need the rest. Listen, if you got a couple people, 2, 3, 4, that's more than enough. Real ones. I got a ton. And I'm blessed to have them. And listen, if I know you, and you know me, and we walk in the truth together, I am blessed to know you. I'm grateful for it. And you and I, listen, I will, you know, if you're on the side of the truth, I will fight for you. We will fight for you. We're fighting for the same thing. I don't really want to keep fighting, but I won't be rolled by a lie ever. Not a chance. All right. Yep, there's a lot to do, a lot on the horizon. We got many, many amazing things on the horizon. Keep on keeping on. We love you guys. Drop us an email. faithnix@gmail.com. Say hi. Bless you. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.